So perhaps one of the most famous parables, and not the longest, but one of the longest. And there's lots in there that we could mine out and sift through and allow the Lord to really speak to our hearts. And during this season of Lent, as we come to the end of this first section of the season of Lent, where we have this parable kind of closing it out, revealing to us what the point of this season of Lent is all about, what the point of our life of discipleship is all about, a return to the Father. So we examine our hearts. And like the younger son who had spent his life in dissipation, we pray for that grace for us too to come to our senses, to see where it is that we have allowed ourselves to get off track, where we have sought our own independence and autonomy, to do things our own way, and to realize the brokenness, the darkness, the emptiness that that life brings. And we pray for that grace to return to the Father. The Father who is kind and merciful, as we said in the responsorial psalm, which we were only echoing the words of the prophet Micah, who was writing somewhere between 500 and 700 years before Christ came, prophesying the fulfillment of the parable of the prodigal son, reminding God who he is, asking him to once again be the shepherd for his flock, the flock who have drifted away or are living in solitary lives, to call the flock back into one, because it's sin that separates us from the body of Christ. It's sin that makes us feel that we are in isolation from ourselves and from God and from others. The prophet Micah is recalling to God's mind who he is, saying, let them feed in the fields of Bashan and Gilead, those famous Old Testament fields that were so fruitful that the flocks were never without. And this is the feast that the Father prepared for his Son who had returned. The incalculable feast of the Father giving his best to his Son. And it's to that feast that we have all come to this morning, the feast of the Holy Eucharist. So not only does the Father kill the fatted calf, but the Father serves us his only Son, the Son who willingly sacrificed everything that he had for us. This season of Lent is a very powerful and a very beautiful season. And while sometimes, as we all know, the healing process can be messy, when we examine our hearts and we see those areas that are not yet perfected, but it's all done in the light of the Lord who is kind and merciful. And on this first Saturday of the month, where we honor our Blessed Mother in a very particular way, Our Lady of Mercy, we invite her also on this journey with us. So as we come to our senses and we begin our return home to the Father, we ask her to walk with us. We ask her to lead us to the Son, to lead us to the Father, for that is her job. That is her greatest desire, that we all be one family once again. Yes, indeed, the Lord is kind and merciful. With joy, let us return to the Father's house. Amen.